Gracie Fields Show. This is Bernard Brayton, and here to entertain you are Billy Turnant and the orchestra, the four keynotes, and the incomparable Gracie Fields. And here's the girl we're waiting to hear, our own Gracie Fields.
Thank you, Bernie, and hello, everybody. Well, I'm all ready to go, Bernie, and I'm going to sing my first song just for you.
Ah.
It's the Donkey's Serenade.
Oh, that's awfully nice of you. Hey, wait a minute.
Never mind, love. I didn't mean a word of it.
Well, the fact remains, I'm all ears. Sing, Gracie.
But the fair Senorita doesn't seem to care for the song in the air. So he'll sing to the mule if you're sure she won't think that he is just a fool serenading the mule. Amigo mio, does she not have a dainty play? She listens carefully to each little tune you play. She sees the muchachito, she'd love to sing it too, if only she knew the way. But try as she may, in her voice there's a flaw. And all that the lady can say is the not so sweet like my Chiquita, you're the one for me. There's a light in her eye, though she may try to hide it, she cannot deny there's a light in her eye. Oh, the charm of her smile so beguiled Don Diego that he rode a mile for the charm of her smile. Amigo mio, is she listening to my song? No, no, mi muchachito, how could it be so wrong? To see la señorita, she'd love to sing it too if only she knew the way. Her face is a dream like an angel I saw.
That was Gracie Fields singing to a restricted audience.
And it won't be the first time I've done that, Bernie.
Gracie, you mean you make a habit of singing to donkeys?
No, no. I mean I've sung to a restricted when there were very few people listening.
Well, no kidding. That must have been when you were just getting a start.
That's right, love. And sometimes the audience got more of a start than I did. I remember once I was in a little musical review, and we were playing in a small town in the north of England. There was a howl howling blizzard outside and only one person in the audience.
One person? You mean you had barely two hands to clap together?
It's a fact, but we were all young and full of high ideals about show business, so our manager proudly announced from the stage, "Sir," he said, "although you're the only person here tonight, we're not going to disappoint you. You're going to get 3 solid hours of entertainment."
I'll bet that pleased your audience.
I don't think so, Bernie, because the chap stood up and said, "Well, make it as quick as you can, will you? I'm the caretaker and I'm waiting to lock up."
Well, Gracie, there's no business like show business. Right now, let's get our vocal group, the Keynotes, to take us up Mockingbird Hill. Seems a long way to go just to get the bird.
Hey, Grandpa, wake up! The birds are singing on Mockingbird Hill. Hey, Grandpa, wake up!
La-la-la, twinkle-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. La-la-la, twinkle-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill. When the sun in the morning peeps over the hill and kisses the roses round my windowsill, then my heart fills with gladness when I hear the trill of the birds in the treetops on Mockingbird Hill. La-la-la, twinkle-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. La-la-la, twinkle-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill. Got a 3-cornered flower and 8 good to till, and a mule that I bought for a $10 bill. There's a tumble down shack and a rusty old mill, but it's my home sweet home up on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, twinkle-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, twinkle-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill. When it's late in the evening, I climb up the hill and survey all my kingdom while everything's still. Only me and the sky and an old whippoorwill will singing songs in the twilight on Mockingbird Hill.
Thank you.
I'm told that that was In the Still of the Night with Billy Turnant and the orchestra, and it sounded as if they should have kept away from that still. However, you all get a very special prize for listening to it, because here's another song from Gracie Fields. What's it called, Gracie?
I can't sing tonight.
Well, here, try one of my cough drops. The show must go on, you know.
You don't understand, Bernie. That's the name of the song. I can't sing tonight.
Oh, fine. Gracie Fields now sings a song telling us all about how she can't sing tonight. Is there a psychiatrist in the house?
Ring down the curtain, I can't sing tonight. Their money back you'll have to pay. Ring down the curtain, I can't sing tonight. They've taken my whole faith away. The theater was packed from the pit to the stalls. The show was about to begin. The baritone villain stood there in the wings. On his face was a dastardly grin. The tenor had just finished padding his chest and was gracefully waving his hair. The overture started, the curtain went up, when the heroine cried in despair, "Oh, ring down the curtain, I can't sing tonight. Oh, dash it, I wish I was dead. I can't sing tonight with my tonsils in sight. I haven't a tooth in my head." The manager said that the show must go on. He was in a terrible rage. The baritone gave the soprano a push that shot her head first on the stage. "You can't," cried the tenor. "Strike one your own size." Then leapt on the stage amid tears. He said what to do, because that was his cue. And the heroine cried through her tears, "Oh, ring down the curtain, she can't sing tonight." She stood there and twiddled her thumbs. The villain said, "Gnash me." She said, "No, I can't. I can't gnash with only my gums." The heroine swooned on a velvet settee, but jumped up again with an "ouch," which rapidly turned to a cry of delight, for there were her teeth on the couch. The lovers embraced as she slipped in her teeth. She turned with a smile on her face. She opened her throat and she let out a note that smashed every glass in the place. "Oh, ring down the curtain, I shall sing tonight." But the audience yelled in dismay. "If that's how she sings when she's got her teeth in, for heaven's sake, take them away."
Gracie Fields singing "I Can't Sing Tonight," which may sound like a contradiction in terms, but then so is the announcement that music will now be played by the orchestra. It's Billy Turnant's version of "The Birth of the Blues," or a sad form of music, but no music has the right to be as sad as the arrangement that's coming at you right now.
Thank you.
Turnant and the orchestra attending the birth of the blues, so you've got to expect a certain amount of noise. Coming up now is one of the pleasantest noises we can think of, Gracie Fields and a song.
Thank you, Bernie. And I'd like to answer some requests I've had from a lot of my younger listeners.
Oh, how young, Gracie?
Well, I guess this song is for the young in heart, no matter what their age. I'd like to sing Christopher Robin is Saying His Prayers.
Oh, sure, I remember. He was the little boy in those books who made friends with the teddy bear. What was its name?
Winnie the Pooh.
Bless you, Gracie. Maybe you better sing before that cold gets any worse, huh?
Little boy kneels at the foot of the bed. On the little hand's little gold head. Whisper, who dares? Christopher Robin is saying his prayers. God bless Mommy, I know that's right. Wasn't it fun in the bath tonight? Cold, so cold, and the hot, so hot. Oh, God bless Debbie, I quite forgot. If I open my fingers a little bit more, I can see Nanny's dressing gown on the door. It's a beautiful blue, but it hasn't a hood. Oh, God bless Nanny. And make her good. Mine has a hood, and I lie in bed, and I pull the hood right over my head, and I shut my eyes, and I curl up small, and nobody knows that I'm there at all. Oh, thank you, God. For a lovely day. Now, what was the other I had to say? I said, bless Daddy, so what could it be? Oh, now I remember it. God bless me. Little boy kneels at the foot of the bed, droops on the little hand. Little gold head. Whisper, who dares? Christopher Robin is saying his prayers.
On the rooftops, cats on the tiles, nothing but cats for miles and miles.
And how I wish that I could see the pussycat that belongs to me.
Mannequins, mannequins, Mitzi Moo, puss, 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 is it true? What all the pussycats find to do in the fairy tale books I've read?
Mannequins, mannequins, Mitzi. Puss, 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 wish I knew just what a pussycat gets up to when he ought to be at home in bed.
I've called you and I've called you, I'm feeling so forlorn.
Now your supper's made, but I'm afraid that you won't be around till dawn.
Mannequins, mannequins, Mitzi Moo, puss, 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 where are you? Out on a pussycat rendezvous when you ought to be at home instead.
Yes, you ought to be at home instead.
Nice little pussycat, good little pussycat, won't you come home, do? I've called you and I've called you. I'm feeling so forlorn. Your supper's made, but I'm afraid you won't be around till dawn.
Mannequins, mannequins, Mitzi Moo, puss, 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 where are you? Out on a pussycat rendezvous when you ought to be home in bed.
Nice little pussycat, good little pussycat, won't you come home, do?
Mannequins.
Meow.
Mannequins. Meow. Oh, mannequins, don't you want to come home?
Meow.
Well, stay out.
Mannequins, mannequins, Mitzi Moo.
That was a song by the four Keynoticans called Mannequins, Mannequins, and your guess is as good as Mannequin. Probably better. One thing I am sure about is that it's time for Gracie Fields to bring along this week's medley.
And this week, Bernie, I've got a bunch of wonderful songs written by a little fellow who used to be a singing waiter and who has written more than 700 songs. But to this day, he still plays the piano in one key, and very badly at that.
Oh, the poor little guy. Did he ever get any one of those songs published?
Every one of them, Bernie.
What?
The little fellow's name was Irving Berlin.
Oh, enough said. And time for you to get to work on those wonderful Berlin songs.
Here we go, love. Come along, Billy, and strike up the band. Come on and hear, come on and hear, Alexander's ragtime band. Come on and hear, come on and hear, it's the best band in the land. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before. So natural that you want to go to war. That's just the bestest band that can. Oh, honey lamb, come on along, come on along. Let me take you by the hand. Up to the man, up to the man, who's the leader of the band. And if you care to hear the Suwannee River played in ragtime, come on and hear, come on and hear, Alexander's ragtime band. Love that's true, always. When the things you plan need a helping hand, I will understand.
Deep is the ocean. How high?
that's all for now. I'd like to thank Bernie Braden, Jimmy Bailey, the Keynotes, and Billy Turnant and his orchestra for helping me in this program. We'll all be back again next week, and I hope we'll have the kind of songs and music you'd like to hear. So, wish me luck as you wave for me. Goodbye!